Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good afternoon and welcome to an amazing day that the Father has given us. Oh my God, he's such a good God. Oh my God, he's so good to us. We really don't have human words to express his greatness, but we are thankful that the Most High God knows our name. We are thankful he wakes us up every morning. He keeps breath in our bodies, even when we're asleep. He's amazing. He's good to us. He loves us, his creation. We are so grateful you joined us this afternoon to the Tuesday Children's Prayer Line. We're grateful for each of you. Thank God for you. We thank God that he is so amazing. He's our Father. He's awesome. He's powerful. He's mighty. There's nothing impossible to him. So we are grateful that God is Jehovah El Elyon. Yes, he is the Most High God. He's Jehovah Adonai, Lord of our lives. Yeah. Yeah, when you get saved, he's Lord of our lives. We give our lives totally to the Lord. He is Jehovah Yahweh. Yep, a covenant-keeping God. He's Jehovah Jireh. Oh, the one that provides. What do you need? You have need of something today? Ask your Father. He's Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider. Yes, he does. Jehovah Rapha. Body needs a healing? Oh, yeah. Reach out. Touch the hem of his almighty garment. He is Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Oh, my God. He's the banner over us, and we need that banner. He loves us so much. And you know what? He asked us. He didn't just ask. He didn't just request. He said, love him back. Love him. That's what he said. There are two commandments. First one, love him, God, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and love each other. Don't forget that part. Love each other like we love ourselves. So we are grateful to the Most High God for giving us abundant life every day, giving us light. He's Jehovah Shalom. Need peace in your house? Peace in the classroom? Where do you need peace? Peace in your neighborhood? He's the one to call on, Jehovah Shalom. Yes, he is. Jehovah Tsidkenu. Oh, yeah. He said he's righteous, and we're to be righteous just like him. Don't forget now, all these things are not options. Righteousness. He said, you know, we're to be righteous. That's like right living. You know the difference? There's wrong living. You know, even the children can tell you wrong living. They were telling me Sunday. I said, okay, why did Jesus come to earth? They said to save us from our sins. I said, what are some sins? They could name them, lying, stealing, cheating. They name them. They know because they do them. So we have to teach our children to live righteous. But you know how we do it? We live righteous in front of them. You could do things behind their back, but it's the spirit. Your spirit will pick up and give it to them. Oh, yeah, we got body, mind, soul. Yep, we are three in one, triune being. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is our shepherd. Jehovah Shema, guess what? He's here, he's there, he's everywhere you are. He goes before us, he goes with us, and he goes after us. Isn't he amazing? I told you, he's a mighty God, the great king, the mighty I am. He loves you. Basic instructions before leaving the earth. We got to have instructions to leave. Oh, yeah. He said, I knew you. Who? He, the Father, said, I knew you before I placed you in your mother's belly. I'm well acquainted with you. I know you, but I want you to know me better. He said the way to get to know him better, dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Abide under his shadow. Don't run in and run out. Stay there. Stay there. You know, Jesus said to the disciples, can't you pray with me for 1 hour? Oh, no. They were going to sleep. I go to sleep sometime when I'm praying. The Lord, remind me, get up, get up, get up. Sometimes I have to walk the floor to stay awake when I'm praying, so I won't go to sleep. You know, the devil, he said, he tried to put you to sleep. But no, 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 no. We're going to pray it through. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful that you, the Most High God, are with us. You said, where two or more gather together in your name, you are in the midst of us. So we thank you that you are with us in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you won't ever leave us in the name of Jesus, that you're always with us. We thank you for the children and their families, Lord. We thank you for divine protection, divine direction. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that they are safe under your shadow of your almighty wings and nothing by any harm. So we are grateful today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We are so grateful for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise you. We honor you today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you. We honor your presence. You are omnipresent here, there, and all over the world. You with the children in Asia, Africa, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America. Oh, my God. We are so grateful that you're all over. We know that you're in Jerusalem. So, Father, we lift up the people in Jerusalem who are going through a war right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we are so grateful, Lord, that we could call on your name. You said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So we are praying for peace for them in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the peace of Jerusalem. We are praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would hear, that you would answer the prayers. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful, Father. In the name of Jesus, that we could call upon your mighty name. In the name of Jesus. And Father, before we call, you've already heard. In the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you today for everything that you're doing, everything you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. We honor your presence. There's nothing like your presence. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. There's peace. There's love. There's love, joy, peace, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Oh, yeah, an abundant supply. Well, I want you to know that God said, Jesus himself, when he walked the earth, he said, you know, there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So I'm talking about God the Son right now, Jesus, the one who the disciples, you know, were with, and the children were coming to Jesus. He said, no, no, they don't stop the children. Let them come. Let them come. They are a part of the kingdom too. So guess what? We have a kingdom child on today. Adelaide from Louisiana. Yes, that Adelaide can sing. She can praise the Lord. And her brother, Trizee, she's teaching him to sing every time she sings. She's teaching him to pray every time she prays. Her parents are teaching them. So we are grateful for them. Good afternoon, Adelaide.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Even better when I hear your voice, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What are you going to sing?
This Little Light of Mine.
All right.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus is the light. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus is the light. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus is the light. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
are at your church for the children's ministry?
No.
Not yet? Okay, well, you got to tell your grandma to get that children's ministry going so y'all can sing. All right. Father God, I thank you for Adelie. I thank you for Trazi, her brother. I thank you for her parents because they're training them up in the way that they should go. And I thank you, Father God, their grandparents as well, aunts, uncles, and cousins are all participating in the lives of the children in that family. We thank you for blessing them in safety, peace, and protection. In the name of Jesus, everywhere they go, I thank you that you are with them. You are their refuge. You are their fortress, my God. We're all trusting in you for the safety and protection of our children. And we thank you for their very lives. In the name of Jesus, bless Adelie's little brother and her with much wisdom, much knowledge, much understanding of your word and your ways. I thank you that the words of God are written on the tables of their heart, that they would not sin against you, O God. So, Father, we thank you for all you're doing for the children in Adelie's family, the children that are represented on the line today. We bless, honor you, and we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have someone special on with us today. They come on with us most of the time, but today they are going to give us a great testimony. I was talking to this woman of God the other day, Mother Irma, and she was telling me about raising her children, her grandchildren. And I said, can you come on and give us that testimony on Tuesday? So she kept her word, and she's here. Good afternoon, Mother Irma. How are you?
I'm blessed. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon to each and every one that's on the line. Thanking God for allowing me to come on today to speak today in the name of Jesus. Are you ready for me to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I can say this is where I'm going to start. I'm a mother, and I have children. I'm a grandmother. And I thank God through the years of having my children, When I was pregnant with each and every one of them, I had six children. And each one of them, as they were in my belly, I read the word to them because I could see at that time. And I prayed over them until they were delivered. Then I lifted them up to God. So I'm thinking about each and every one of the six. And I'm just thanking God for the way he had me to bring my children up. My children, as they were growing, were in the neighborhood I lived. They had plenty of children, and Halloween, all of them was packing up to go to trick-or-treat. But my children didn't go, and the parents would say that I was just mean because I didn't let my children go that way. But I would talk to my children and pray with them and tell them that's not the way God wants us to live. He wants us to live a righteous way. He wants us to stay in the Bible and to read and to pray and share the word with others. And as they grew, my baby daughter, she was 5 years old, but each and every one of my children, from the beginning, I had, you know, I would teach them the books of the Bible. And each one of them knew the books of the Bible, the five major. And they knew, you know, all the Old Testament through the New. And, you know, I just thank God because they was able to learn it. And then as they grew up, if they needed, you know, at that time, that's been years ago when a person worked, it wasn't too much money made. And I had six children and, you know, rent and everything else. And my husband was making $147 a week. And I had all of that expense, food and all of that, and the clothing and everything. But I thank God that I taught my children if they needed anything to go and talk to the Father because he was able to meet every need. And I would take each one of them as they had a need. And we would kneel and we would pray and ask God for that need. They would ask, and I would ask, and we would pray. together, holding hands. And you know, God able them to realize that he is faithful and he will, you know, meet their needs. And he would open the door for, sometimes it wasn't something that was bought, that I bought. But you know what? The Lord would open the door where it was the same thing and it was new. Someone else gave to him. And you know, I'm just thanking God that all of their life, you know, they were in the Word, but after they, you know, they still, you know, it's still obedience because when the Holy Spirit tell me to tell them something, you know, they be obedient and they obey, and the Lord still blessing them. And all of my children, I had six, none have been in jail because we always prayed together. We would, you know, they didn't live too far from me. As they were grown, and we'd come together and we'd pray together. And as we got to having telephone and long distance, we had and got a telephone line where we would get together. I had a prayer line, and we would all get together one day a week, and we would all get together, and we would come together and pray. So I'm just thanking God, and I had my grandchildren, the same with them when they was little, bringing them up. My grandson who kind of like he just killed me, and him, his sister, and two cousins, I would bring them, you know, to the Bible, and they would pray and sing songs, and give God the glory, and some of them would get there and dance in the Holy Ghost, and I just thank God for the way he enabled me, because it was him, it wasn't me, enabled me to bring my children up. I brought them up in church. I didn't send them. I brought care of them in the name of Jesus. And the Lord really, you know, blessed my children. He's still blessing them. I have three of them has passed on. But I thank God, you know, that he enabled me to have the time with them that he allowed me to. And we were all close together. And I thank God. And I have three other ones living. I had two boys that died, my oldest son, my baby son, and my oldest daughter. And I have two girls that's living and a son. So I'm thanking God for all the wonderful things he has done and he's doing in our lives. And just giving him the glory and the honor and the praise. And I tell my children, teach your children what I have taught you in the Word. I try to have you to live honest and not steal and not lie and do things, but sometimes they would do that. They would ask forgiveness for it. You know, come to me and say, I did tell the story. And they would ask for forgiveness. They'd go to God. I said, now I ask him to forgive you because he's the one that truly have to forgive you. So I'm just thanking God, and I'm giving him the glory. And I don't want to talk too long because I know God is a good God. And I thank God for the women of God that I've heard on this line with their grandchildren and perhaps great-grandchildren. I see how you're raising them, and keep on. Because it's really an encouragement to me to see other parents and other grandparents raising their children in the moderation of God. And that's what we need. We need that. Everywhere in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for this opportunity. And I love each one of you. I haven't met any, but I love you in the Lord because we all, you know, supposed to love each other. And I thank God for allowing me to be on this line in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother Irma. That was awesome. I really, really appreciate that testimony. That was so great. We appreciate you. We thank God for you, Lord. I thank you for Mother Irma, who's a mother and a grandmother. I thank you for the mothers and the grandmothers and the great-grandmothers that are on the line. I ask you to bless them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your ways. Teach their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren the word of God. Save her, Lord God. Bless her entire family, Lord. Protect their children and grandchildren in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We give you praise and thanksgiving for what you've done in Mother Irma's life, oh God. We are thankful, Father, that She loves you with all of her heart, soul, and strength, and she loves others like she loves herself. So we thank you for the love that you have for her and the love she has for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep providing for her. Heal her totally from the inside out, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name. All right, my sister on here that's going to lead today, Sister Vivian. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Bless you, Sister G. How are you today?
Wonderful. And you?
I'm just doing great, thanking God, yes, that we can come together and lift up the children to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, you got paper and pen ready. We have Sister Lanny on with us. Sister Lanny.
Yes,
Sister Annette. And we have Sister Marion on with us. Sister Lanny, Sister Annette, and Sister Marion. And, of course, you know me. We're going to be praying. We're praying, too.
All right. Well, I am glad to be back. Had a wonderful trip and enjoyed it with my daughter. Now I'm back to get back on the post again and pray for the children, which I never stop. Praise God. We need to pray for our future ones that's going on ahead of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. To do the work that God has called them to do. Praise God.
Amen.
So first of all, I want to ask Mother Fanny.
Sister Lanny.
I'm sorry. I'm pronouncing it wrong here. Sister Lanny, will she pray for the children that are being hurt in Gaza and abused and so many things that's happened to those children in Gaza. So pray for the children of Gaza that's been broken, shot, or whatever. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are mighty God. We thank you, God, that you're full of love and you're full of mercy, grace, and compassion. And we know, Father, as we come before you now, we just want to say thank you that you're the Lord of us. And we stand in intercession for the children of Gaza and surrounding areas where children have been misplaced, children have been hurt, some have been killed. But, God, we pray right now, Father, for their first of all, Father, we pray for their peace of mind and their physical safety. We pray, God, that you are providing, making a way for them to have someone to look out for them, to protect them from the adults around it and all adult things that are happening. God, we know that they have a lot of questions, but most of all, they're just feeling what they're feeling there in the moment. So we're asking for your grace and your mercy to abound even the more. We know you're already there, but we stand in the gap, Father, asking that you will send help to strengthen the children, to love them and put their arms around them. Bring them to a place of safety, even if it's behind a rock, behind a tree, and some place where they can be safe for a season until, Father, you choose to execute your wisdom in that place so that peace will come once again. We know, Father, that the strict is being fulfilled. In the meantime, children are dying, people are dying, and people are misplaced. We pray, God, for their welfare. We pray, God, for a ministry to come. We plead the blood of Jesus over it, over the situation, every situation, God. We ask that the adults around, whether they are family members, community people, special needs group, that they will have compassion for the children and choose to cover the children and protect them and choose to guard them against some of the things that they are seeing and feeling. So, God, we ask for your grace and mercy to give them the strength, even as children, to hold on a little while longer, and trust that angels and ministry spirits and all the forces of heaven are lighting up to give them the comfort they need. We pray that even a word of truth about who you are, being Christ, being God, and Jesus being the Christ, and he who is Holy Spirit, and they can be ministered to have hope again. We pray that in Jesus' name. And we bind every assault against the children. We bind every assault on their mind, spirit, soul, and body. And we pray, God, for divine intervention. And we thank you that grace is working even right now as we speak. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Sister Annette, I pray the same thing for the children in Ukraine and the fear that they are living under in Ukraine as well. Praise God.
And you want me to pray for their safety, well-being? What do you want me to pray?
Pray for their safety, well-being, their fear, and if they've been hurt, that they be healed from the hurt.
Okay. And Father God, we just thank you today. We're so grateful, Lord God, for the privilege and opportunity to gather in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the children in Ukraine, Lord God. We ask you, oh God, to let mercy and grace abound toward these children. Lord, they have been through so much, but God, you know everything and you are in control. So, Father, as we ask you to have mercy upon them, we ask, oh, God, that you would keep them in a safe place, Lord God. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. And, Lord, even in the war, Lord God, there can be, you can be a refuge. Hallelujah. You are a refuge. Father, you are a strong tower. And, God, we pray for their safety, Father, that you would shelter them in the time of the storm, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that even in what's going on, God, that your love would be shed abroad, God, that love would cover a multitude of sins, Father, that your love would let them know that God, that you are God, Father, and that you are watching over them. We pray, oh, God, that the angels of the Lord encamp around about them. And, Lord, we pray that you would send forth laborers across their path in the name of Jesus. So we just pray for their well-being, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As we pray for that, Father, we pray for healing of diseases and, Father, the trauma that they have experienced, Lord God. We pray for healing of their body, mind, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus, Father, that they be made whole. Even in this tragedy, even in what's going on, God, you are still able. Oh, God, you are able to make all grace abound. So, Father, we pray that what the devil has meant for evil, that you turn it around for good. And, Father, that as they go through this test as children, that they will have a testimony, Lord God, of how you kept them and how you brought them out in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, and we curse the seed and root of it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just lose peace, oh, God, and understanding, Lord God, Father, that they would know, Father God, that you love them, and, Father, that you will watch over them, that you are their shepherd. And so we cry out to you today on behalf of them. Cover them with your blood. And, Father, any of them that do not know you as Lord and Savior, we do pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for making a way of escape, Lord God. And, Father, we just thank you, Father, that you said when the enemy come in like a flood, that you lift up the standard. So we ask you to lift up one today on behalf of the children in Ukraine and throughout the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Sister Marion, there are children in Africa that have been left on streets. And if someone, another family is not well enough to take them up and take care of them, they die on the street. So pray for the children of Africa that don't have parents. The parent died, they died in childbirth, or the father left them and pray that somebody will be able to pick them up and put them in that they put children in. I had it on mine, and I forgot it. They are in orphanage. So pray for the children of Africa that they find someone to love them and take care of them till they get grown enough to be on their own.
Okay. Excuse me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, Lord God, on my strength of my own, but just to praise you and to thank you right now, Lord God. I bring our children in Africa right now, Lord God, that are starving right now, Lord God, that are on the streets, Lord God, with no place to go, no parents to look out for them right now, Lord God. Africa is a very rich country right now, Lord God, and I pray for humanitarian aid right now for them so that someone would have the heart of Jesus to go there and to provide for those children that are on the street that have lost their parents and don't have any other relatives right now, Lord God. I pray for them right now, Lord God, that you strengthen the kids right now, Lord God. Let them be strong right now, Lord God. Help them right now, Lord God. They don't understand why they have children have to go through the pain and the hurt that they're going through right now, Lord God. I pray that you provide food and shelter for them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let someone go over there, Lord God, some humanitarian aid right now, Lord God, that will support them, that would take them under their wings right now, Lord God, and prepare a place for them to stay right now, Lord God. Don't let them be trafficked right now, Lord God, but help them right now, Lord God, to live a life that children should live, to be happy and enjoy their life and be playful right now, Lord God, and not have to worry about where their next meal is going to come from or where they're going to sleep out of the rain and the cold right now, Lord God. Lord, I know and understand you take care of your babies and your children, so I'm praying that you continue to take care of these children in Africa right now, Lord God. Open up a door right now for them to get aid right now, Lord God. We are so blessed. We are so blessed, and we don't give God the credit that he deserves, Lord God, that our children did not have to go through what these children in Africa are going through right now, Lord God. But I'm just praying right now, Lord God, for donations and for people to see and know what's going on with the kids right now, Lord God, and send aid to them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. And I count it already done right now in your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
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 Now, Sister G, we got so many missing children. So pray for the missing children will come forth and be found.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the almighty God. You are the omnipotent God. You are the holy God, the righteous God. We know that there's no God like you, Jehovah. And Lord, you are everywhere, omnipresent. So you know the children that are missing. You were there when they were taken. You were there when they ran away. You were there when things happened to them and to their surprise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, it was not a surprise to you. So, Father, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to send people that you trust to search out where the children are, that they may be found. And, Lord, show them a way of escape so that they can escape, oh, God, the captives that is holding them as slaves, their captivity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor your presence. We give glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you, Father God, for you sending those people that are looking for them, that are looking for the children. Show them the right areas. Show them how to go in there and pull the children out in the name of Jesus from where they're being captive, oh God. In the name of Jesus, whether they're underground, oh, in the mountains or in caves or they're in buildings somewhere, Lord God, where the buildings are insulated, where no one can hear them cry. But, Lord, you hear their cries. We cry out for the children that are missing, Lord God. Lord, many of their posters are on the post office in different places. And, Lord, most people say, no, I have not seen them. But, Lord, we know you know where they are. So, So we're asking you, Lord, to give someone discernment to show whether it's a dream or a vision, to show where the children are so that they can be found. So someone who's equipped to go in and snatch them out. And we thank you for doing it in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you're almighty. We know that nothing is impossible to you. So we thank you that those children will be found. And when they be found, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that no hurt, harm, or danger would have come to them in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Lord God, that they will be found in a safe place in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And those that have been harmed, oh God, heal their minds of the trauma they've had to go through. Heal their minds and their bodies of everything they've had to go through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And no one has gone through more than you, because you hung on a cruel cross for everybody, for the safety of the protection of the children, for the guidance, for the direction, oh God. And Lord, I'm praying out. I'm calling out to you for the parents to watch the children more closely, closer than they watch Facebook, closer than they watch on Twitter, closer than they talk on the phone, oh God. Have the parents to put down the phones and get their faces out of Facebook into the faces of their children and ask their children, what did you do in school today? To have conversations. Who are your friends? What did y'all do today? What did you have to lunch? Help the parents to get on their jobs again. It's too many of our children that's coming up missing because they're not protected. They're not prayed for. Oh, God, they don't have their parents' prayer. But we are standing in the gap for them, oh, God. We're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bring back the neighborhood watch so that people can watch for them in the neighborhoods that are trustworthy, oh, God. To break up, you know, fights. Many children know where their friends are. They know they were taken. Many children gave their friends away to be taken. So, Father, we thank you for the secrets that have been held to come out for our children in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, I am bringing the children before you, Lord God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord God, those that being abused, oh God, and misused at this time of the year when it's a time to be happy and joyous, when parents should be teaching their children the joy of the Lord, God, at this season, oh God, where children, oh God, are being bound and kept in a room, oh God, because they don't want them to be happy because the parent is not happy, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm bringing all the children before you across the land, God. Father God, that old parent don't want to provide for them like they should. They're being, oh God, suppressed, oh God, by parent, oh God, abused by parent. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, look on the children, Father God, that, Lord, don't have no place to go, poorly fed. Because parent does not want to get up and love their children enough to make sure they have a warm breakfast, to have a good lunch or dinner, God. No one wants to cook a good meal, oh God, that's nutritional for our children, oh God. They have to eat whatever they can, oh God. Father God, they have to live, oh God, in areas that is not comfortable, oh God. Father, we bringing these children before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that these children all across the country, God, they don't have to live in rats and roaches and all kind of feces, God, or in the name because of lazy parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Wake parents up, oh God. Let them know, God, this is maybe they might be depressed because they can't provide, oh God, for their children, but they can provide love, oh God. That's what you require, oh God, just to love, oh God. Love their children. Tell them the truth. Tell them what they can't do, oh Father God, but not abuse them and curse them out and kick them around. Oh, Father God, and the children are just crying, because that mother don't understand what they are trying to tell them. Oh, Father God, Father, look on parent today, God. Oh, Father God, that they don't abuse their children anymore, that they learn how to love, God. Oh, God, I pray that as the children, you know, there are some children don't even go to school. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because the parents don't try to provide for them. Oh, God, and then they grow up and they unlearn and they don't never finish school, Father God, in the name of, because poorly guided parenthood, and in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I'm lifting up those children to you, Lord God, that the way be paved for them, oh, God. That they come out from under that, oh God, some school or institution will get in and help this parent. And I'm not saying take it away from them, but help this parent to be the parent that they ought to be. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch our children, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that love will be provided to them. Oh, Father God, that they'll learn how to love themselves and love others. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Mm-hmm. We're going to go back to Sister Lainey.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Sister Lainey, pray for those parents. Those children that are missing their parents because one of them has gotten killed or whatever situation that might be why they don't have their parents. They might be killed or they might be separated, whatever the situation may be.
Yes. Oh, God, we love you so much and we thank you that you love us. And you are a loving father to us, God. You are the perfect example of what a father is like. And out of our relationship with you, you birthed the relationship we have in the earth with each other. We're lifting up our children right now, Father, who are missing the parenting of someone who loves them, someone who's been there for them, or someone who was even once in their life and they're no longer there, whether they are in the streets with drugs or whether they're in jail or whether they've been killed or off in war, in service to their country in some way, all the child knows that the parent is not there. And Father, if they've had the experience of that love and that care, and they're missing it now, God, we pray that you will fill that void and comfort them and give them some other means of emotional support in that area so that the deficit of that missing parent will not affect them down the road. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you're providing for them some surrogate parents, even through grandparents and aunts and uncles and others who will step in to be whatever help the child needs. And, Father, we pray that as they grow up and they understand that whatever is missing in their life, you can fill that void, even with a parent. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we know that some children don't even know why they think the way they do, they feel the way they do, they act the way they do. And sometimes it's because the parents are missing, and they miss that train up a child in the way that he should go, and the parent is not there to do their job of helping the child to develop, to be citizens of the earth and to be citizens in heaven one day. So, God, we just pray for the mind, heart, soul, spirit of that child. We pray for churches and ministries, community organizations, school organization where there are other people who can step in, see the need of the child, see if there's some kind of way they can encourage that child. We know, God, you can make a way out of no way. There is nothing too hard for you. And we know you love children. And we know that you want them to have everything that they need pertaining to life and godliness apart from learning about you, just to know who they are and that they are loved and they are valued. They can be taught some of the things of Psalms 139, that you made them to be a vessel for you, that you put in them everything they need pertaining to life and godliness. So we ask God for ministry to come to them, and anyone who can be of help, anyone who can give them that support, anyone that can share their love and their time, even their monies, that you would give them place with the children to help them to meet that void. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And God, we pray that they won't succumb to drugs and other means to fill that void with the wrong things. God, we pray you protect them from that. Hold back that darkness so they can see light. Hold back that doctor so they can be taught what light looks like, what love looks like, what care really is. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your mercy and your grace toward them. We thank you, Father, for your keeping power, your grace, your compassion, and your mercy and your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Sister Annette, pray for children that are missing their siblings that have been shot by on the street by gunshots, and they don't have their sister or brother around anymore.
Father God, we just thank you again for this privilege and opportunity. And God, as we cry out for the siblings of children that have been shot, crowd, oh God, have mercy, oh God. Father, Lord, the traumatizing, Lord, of being shot and the uncertainty of even being out in the neighborhood, even in the school setting, Lord, we ask you, Father, for changes to be made in terms of our government and the systems, Lord God. Father, wherever, because it seems like America is one of the nations that has this happening so much. And, Father, we know that because of the freedom to have these guns, and now in some states like Florida, you don't have to be screened. You can just get a gun. And, Father, we know that money is playing a great role in this situation. But we pray, Lord God, your kingdom come down. Lord God, we pray that his kingdom, Father, the principalities and powers and rulers, oh God, that would allow these guns to be so popular, so prevalent, Lord God. We pray for a change in that in the name of Jesus. And then as we pray for a change, God, we are tired, Lord God, of hearing about the children getting shot this place, that place. A little two-year-old boy here in Jacksonville was in his house the other day, and the gunshot hurt or killed a little boy. And God, we as mothers and grandmothers and as people, God, we ask you, God, for a change, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, that the powers of Satan would be broken over this nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we pray that, then we pray for the children, Lord God. Father, we pray for healing of their mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that
they would, that fear would not grip them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and torment them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that love again would be shared abroad, Father, for the children, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you give them hope. Oh God, hope. Father, hope that things will be better. Hope that you spared their lives. Hope, Lord God. We just pray for hope, Father, that discouragement and depression would not rule and reign over them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we speak to those mountains of depression and discouragement, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we curse the very seed and root of it in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would minister to them. And, Father, we pray that through what happened that you would use that, oh, God, that the children would say, I have a purpose, the hope, Father. I have a purpose. I have a reason. And, Father, even if it's for their siblings, that they would say, because of my brother, because of my sister, I'm going to try to do this and try to do better. So, Father, we just ask you to let mercy and grace abound toward them again. We ask for their salvation, and we ask that you pour out your spirit on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to heal their minds and their spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we know that They need encouragement, Father. They need support. They need love. So, Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers to minister to them in the name of Jesus. And so we just thank you, Lord God. Father, raise them up, Lord God. Father, let them be an army. It's so many. Let them be an army, oh God, that will come forth, Father, to proclaim that you are Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sister Marion, pray for all the children that has been molested by the priest. I noticed they had on the news, this was about the worst place over here in Louisiana, where children was taken advantage of so bad. This, it was a whole big old complex, the church, the school, the place where they stayed, and this man had molested many children. So pray for all the children that's been molested by the priest, that they will be healed. Praise God.
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, oh God. I bring all of the children before you, oh God, that have been molested, that have been abused by preachers or pastors or priests, Lord God, in high authority right now, Lord God. That's supposed to be before them right now, Lord God, to protect them right now, Lord God, not to hurt them, not to harm them, not to use their position as a way to molest and abuse children right now, Lord God. And I pray for the parents right now, Lord God. Observe your children right now, Lord God. Listen to your children right now, Lord God. If they come and tell you somebody touched them inappropriately, don't tell them, oh, you're lying because that's the pastor and this and that. No, let the parents listen to their children. Let them listen and hear what they have to say right now, Lord God. And I pray for the church. I pray for the church and people in authority in all of the churches right now, Lord God, not just Catholic priests, all of the men and women that are in authority over churches right now, Lord God. I pray for them that they don't abuse our children. They don't use our children. Lord God, I just thank you and I just praise you. So many children have trusted their pastors, trusted the priests right now, Lord God, and have been molested by them. And they grow up with that stigma over them, right now, Lord God. They become adults, and then they don't know how to live. They don't know how to trust. And they turn around and do the same thing that was done to them right now, Lord God. Change their mindset right now, Lord God. Let them get over that. Let them get help to deal with it right now, Lord God. And you just touch the men and women of God that are abusing our children, that are taking their position of trust to abuse our babies and our children. Right now, Lord God, I thank you and I praise you. I pray that none of our children be abused, not only by the clergy right now, Lord God, but by family members right now, Lord God, by family friends right now, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you cover them from any molestation and abuse right now, Lord God. Have your way right now, Lord God. Watch over them. Cover them with your blood. Protect them right now, Lord God. Let the parents open their eyes right now, Lord God, and be aware of what's going on and what's happening to their children. And I pray right now for them when they go to school right now, Lord God. Don't let the teachers abuse them and take their authority and position right now to molest and abuse any children right now, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you strike all of that down right now in the name of Jesus, and you cover all of our babies, all molestation, all abuse right now, Lord God. Touch their minds right now, Lord God, that it will not affect them as they grow up and become adults, but let them be able to grow up and lead a healthy life right now, Lord God. Just cover them with your blood right now, Lord Jesus. Cover them with your blood is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Praise God. Oh, God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister G, for children that are being aborted, there's a woman going to go out of the country because the state where she is,
will not let her abort the unborn baby. Praise God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we are thanking you that you created us. And every child, you said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's belly. So every child, you know, even the one that's in this woman's belly, you know the baby because you sent them. You placed them in their mother's belly, oh God. And Father, many children have been unplanned. Their parents weren't planning for them. The mother wasn't. The father wasn't. And they've been unwanted. But you sent them to the earth realm. So I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for sending the children. We decree and declare the murders of our unborn will stop. And then all over the world, not just in America, but all over the world, that murders of the unborn will stop, that we will get a revelation that you, oh God, created every human being, and you sent them, you placed them in their mother's belly. We pray a hedge of protection around them. We pray that their mothers, their fathers, would get good common sense and realize that you gave them the baby in their mother's belly, oh God. So, Father, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you. We give you glory and praise and thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, stop the murders of our unborn, oh God. Stop the murders, Father. Give us the mind of Christ so that we would know that the children that you send into this world are valuable, valuable to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you said you have plans. You said, I know the plans I have for you. You're talking to every human being that you created. You have plans for their lives. We have no right to murder an unborn. We have no right to take their lives. Who are we? We are mere human beings. We did not create them. We did not send them to the earth realm, but you did. And they are very valuable to you. You put a purpose in the inside of them that no one can do that purpose but that particular person, oh God. So we pray a hedge of protection around the mothers, around the children, in the name of Jesus, the unborn. And we are thankful for the lives of the unborn. We thank you, Lord God. And, Lord, we repent on behalf of those who have, you know, taken the lives of the unborn. You forgive them, oh God, when they repent. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give them the mind of Christ so they'll know what the value of their lives are. Lord, they were not aborted. They're still here. But they want to abort the one that's on the inside of them. So, Lord, we repent for even the thought of abortion. We thank you that the children will live and not die. They will, oh God, fulfill the purpose you put on the inside of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank everybody that prayed this afternoon. I've come against every backlash against each one of you name by name. Praise God. I pray that the blessings of God is being poured out upon you, that as you go from this place, you will continue to think about the prayer request that was offered up this afternoon, and God will help you and infuse you with more insight on how to pray for the children. We thank God for what he's doing in our lives and in the lives of the children. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.
Amen. We are so grateful that we have two men on here with us today. There are men that they don't talk on the radio, but we do have men that come on to listen. And we thank God for them praying in the background. We thank God for each of you. We have a 914 area code. We're not familiar with that area code, but I did send you a text, so you can text me back at some time if you prefer to. But we thank God for each of you. We are thankful for our children. And let me tell you, we love each of you so much. We're grateful you take time out of your busy schedule to take time to come on, whether you pray or whether you out loud or whether you pray in silence. We thank you for coming in agreement with us in prayer. Where two or more gather together in his name, we come in agreement. Oh, yeah, the prayers will get the answers that God has. So we're thankful for you. We love you so much. We hear the children in the background. We are grateful for them. You know, they're growing by listening. But, you know, that's how you can tell how time goes quickly, because the children grow up so fast. You know, they're in the cradle one day, seem like they're in a college the next week, and they're having their own children. So we are thank God for you. We love you all. Look forward to talking to you Tuesday, if not before. Come on, tell other people to come on and pray with us. We thank God for you. Have a blessed week. May God continually love on you, protect you, and your families. Amen. Love y'all. Have a good day. Bye. Love y'all. Bye, Trustee. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.